My dearly beloved in Christ, the Gospel for the fourth Sunday in Advent, taken from the third chapter of St. Luke, begins in a very unusual way. St. Luke begins by saying, who is the Roman governor of this province and who is in that province and so forth, and who are the high priests? And you might say he is setting the stage for the beginning of the public life of our Lord, identifying it historically. This particular gospel reminds me of the fact that Almighty God has everything arranged according to a certain time, a certain plan, a certain schedule. St. John the Baptist was living in the desert, and he came out of the desert and began to preach at a preordained moment. In fact, it says in the gospel that he was moved by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, to come forth and to begin preaching. So again, everything has a time. We can think of Almighty God looking down upon this world, and he holds in his hands the history of mankind. From the creation of Adam and Eve, the beginning of the work of creation, all the way till the end of time. And God knows every event, every moment, everything is done as he wills. And we know this also from the words of our Lord at Cana. Do you remember when his mother said to him, son, they have no wine? And he said to her, what is it to me and to thee? My hour has not yet come. Indicating that there was a schedule. There was a time when he was going to begin to perform miracles and to preach and begin his public life. And as we know, our Lord anticipated that moment at the wish of his mother, which is quite amazing to show us our Blessed Mother's influence over her son. But again, the point is that God controls everything, and everything happens at a certain time when he wills. Speaking of this time and schedule, you know that this last week there were those poor deluded souls in the world who believed that the world was going to end on Friday because the Mayan calendar ended with that date, the 21st of December 2012. And there were those people who really believed the world was going to end. Reminds me of a similar thing that happened, what was it, a year or 2 years ago, where there was a Protestant minister, Protestant preacher, who said that the world was going to end. And he was very convinced of that and had many followers who were convinced. And I remember even here on Church Road, there were flyers that were nailed to telephone poles saying the world's going to end on this date. And what's really sad about that is that some people believe it, and then when it doesn't happen, they think, well, it's all a lie. Religion must be wrong. And they become atheists because of these preachers who say the world's going to end this day and that day. And it's, unfortunately, people fail to realize what our Lord himself said. And that is that of that hour, no one knows, not even the angels of God. God alone knows the history of the world, how long it will last. And the important thing for us is to work out our salvation every day, to work towards eternity, because we never know what day will be our last. Also, let us remember divine providence, that Almighty God is over, watching over the history of the world and also over the life of every individual human being. And he allows certain things to happen for reasons that we don't always know. In fact, most of the time we don't know or fully understand. Sometimes we're tempted to ask the question, why? I sometimes wonder, well, why does God continue to tolerate the evil in the world? We think of our modern society in this country and indeed throughout the world where abortion is so prevalent and so much immorality. And yet you can read the history of the Old Testament when for far fewer offenses, God punished his chosen people severely. And yet he tolerates, he waits. And we wonder why. And we also are tempted to ask the question, well, when will God intervene and put an end to this and chastise the human race as it so much deserves? Well, that day will certainly come, but God alone knows when it is. Our place is not so much to ask why, but rather to strive to do the will of God every day. And have a trust in God's providence. When you're going through a trial, when you're going through a difficult time and you think, well, why is God allowing this to me? Or how long will this last? Remember this, that there is a reason for it. One of my favorite quotations of Scripture is from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, in which he says, "For those who love God, all things work together unto good." If you love God and you accept his holy will and respect his holy will, even the crosses and the trials, the sufferings, the discouragements, even those have a place in his plan and can lead us to our eternal salvation. If we carry the cross as we should and not complain and accept the will of God and be resigned to his holy will. So these are thoughts that come to my mind as we read this gospel with this very extraordinary introduction about the time. Our Lord came into the world at the time willed by his heavenly Father. You might wonder, why did God wait so long before sending his Son into the world? According to the common tradition, about 4,000 years. From the time of the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Paradise up until our Lord's birth, about 4,000 years. Why did God wait so long? The fathers of the church tell us that there are several reasons, primarily so that mankind would understand its utter depravity without the Redeemer, its utter dependence on God, and the need for the Redeemer. Today's introit begins with the words of Isaiah the prophet, "Drop down, dew, ye heavens from above, and let the earth be opened and bud forth a Savior." Very striking words about how he points out the coming of the Messiah or his longing for it. As rain is dew, drop down, dew, ye heavens from above. Let the earth be opened and bud forth a Savior, as though like a flower coming forth. But this was the cry and the prayer of all of the holy men and women in the Old Testament. Come, Lord Jesus. Of course, they didn't know our Lord's name. Come, Messiah. How they yearned for the coming of the Redeemer. So why did God wait so long? So that mankind would understand its complete helplessness without the Redeemer and how much we need our divine Lord. Let us prepare well during these final couple days before Christmas and be grateful for all that our Lord has brought into the world with not only himself and redemption, but the institution of the church, the sacraments, and the example of his life. But especially, let us always be resigned to God's holy will and never doubt that God is in control. Everything has a time and a place, and everything will happen as God wills and when God wills. And our place is to accept his holy will, to be conformed to his holy will, to work out our salvation. For those who love God, all things work together unto good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.